Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 15th. The marksmanship team from the Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps at Montrose High School won the state shooting championship. Four Montrose cadets won the state title in a tournament at Fountain Fort Carson High School in Colorado Springs on December 8th. 53 different high schools from around the state fielded 212 sharpshooters in the contest. The teams were made up of Army, Marine Corps, and Navy Junior ROTC troops. Montrose finished first in the two-person team category and second in the four-person category, which they finished in second place by 2 points. The combined effort was enough to win the state championship. The victory marked the second time in the team's history that Montrose won the marksmanship state championship. The first time the Indians won the title was 18 years ago. KVNF News recently spoke with Instructor Chief John Bowden, who coached the team to the victory. He said that the state championship wasn't the only time this year that the Montrose shooters demonstrated their talent.
Well, I really believe that they had the talent. I mean, they've always had the talent. They've really shined this year. We participated recently in our regional competition to attend Navy Nationals down in Phoenix, and we scored extremely well. We took first in our region, which basically that's about 6-7 different states, which is pretty huge for us. And overall, our placement was 8th in the Navy throughout the nation. So the team, I thought, was very strong this year to go into the state competition.
Montrose seniors Derek Archuleta and Corey Dry led the Indians at state, winning the two-man state championship. Archuleta, the team captain, placed second at the tournament for overall best shooter.
They have amazing talent, and it's going to be a shame to lose them this year, but I mean, they had to go up against 160 shooters over 53 teams, so it was pretty impressive. Now, not only do they have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to get here and shoot by 6 a.m. and shoot for 2 hours every morning like that, they also are holding jobs, and they're also maintaining, you know, over 3.50 GPAs. So that's in itself is very commendable. That's a huge thing for both of them, that they are so academically proficient and yet they're, you know, giving up so much of their time.
Sophomore Hayden Trumbull and junior Bethany Boutwell rounded out the Indians shooting squad at state. Chief Bowden said that the key for the younger shooters was to adjust to shooting on an unfamiliar course.
That's the real big thing is, you know, they can shoot really well on this range, but can you shoot well on another range with limited experience? When you walk into that gymnasium, you know, and there's literally close to 80 shooters online, it can really psych them out. And I think that was a huge thing for them, that they first had to overcome that initial impact of, oh my gosh, look at all these people shooting, and then and still perform well with that level of never being involved in that kind of a competition before. So their mental capacity had to be at high alert. And, you know, that's the thing with this sport. You know, this sport is, you know, there's a great deal of skill involved, but it's almost like golf. You know, it's over 70% mental and 30% skill. You know, you have to wipe out everything that's going around you. You have to completely stay focused on a period. I mean, you're shooting, literally, you're shooting out a period at 10 meters. And, I mean, I can barely see the darn period on my paper right now. But that's less 33 feet downrange. So, it was huge for them, and it was a huge accomplishment overall for the whole team.
Montrose High School is also home to the defending state champion Navy Junior ROTC drill team. Leaders at the state capitol are planning to discuss updating their harassment and reporting policies today, after we first reported on formal sexual harassment complaints filed against three sitting state lawmakers in November. Benta Berkland has the story.
Democratic Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran wants to hire an independent HR person to handle complaints related to harassment. And she wants an outside company to help lawmakers determine the best path forward. Duran doesn't think legislative leaders should be charged with overseeing complaints.
These issues are just way too important to ever have the perception that politics could get in the way of a just outcome. I think that we need a third independent person, like an HR person, to take complaints, or if somebody feels uncomfortable, that they have the option of going to an HR person to ask for help.
Duran also wants annual trainings on harassment instead of every other year. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham has also said he takes allegations seriously and wants to work to find a better process moving forward. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado businesses have Patagonia's back when it comes to standing up for national monuments. Eric Gladys has this report.
Patagonia is getting heat for its efforts to block the Trump administration's recent executive order to dramatically reduce protections for Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah. The U.S. House Natural Resources Committee tweeted this week that the company's efforts were designed to sell more products to wealthy elitist urban dwellers. Some Colorado business leaders are siding with the outdoor retailer. Dave Thibodeau, founder of Ska Brewing in Durango, says protecting publicly owned lands is critical to Colorado's economy.
Kudos to Patagonia for kind of taking the lead on this. I mean, there's so many businesses in Utah and Colorado that are based on outdoor recreation. Without the tourism here, our business wouldn't exist.
Patagonia joined other businesses and conservation groups in filing suit to block President Donald Trump's move to shrink Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante by nearly 2 million acres, the largest rollback of protections for public lands and wildlife in U.S. history. The administration called the monument designations an overreach of executive authority, and Trump said his order would put control of the land back into the hands of Utahns. Joel Benson is the mayor of Buena Vista, but speaking as a small business owner, he says federal protections for national parks and monuments ensure that future generations can access lands many consider to be national treasures.
Saying that this is the property of the people in Utah as opposed to the entire country, I think that's a little overreaching because they're national lands set aside for the country, for the citizens.
According to a recent Washington Post report, a uranium company lobbied intensively for reducing Bears Ears in order to access large uranium deposits, and Utah Governor Gary Herbert admitted those deposits now fall outside the new boundaries. Thibodeau says the prospect of removing protection should be deeply troubling for anyone who has ever experienced what he refers to as spectacular landscapes.
When you're talking about sacred tribal lands, I mean, once you do something like mine or drill in a place like Bears Ears or Grand Staircase, there's no going back. It can't be fixed. It can't be brought back to what it was.
This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.